Okay. Good morning. Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record this time, sir?
Yes, good morning. It's Derek Joe Barnes, 154-878.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on information that we have, this time you were notified of the hearing back on November the 29th, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I have a question. I signed for my board hearing 7-6. I was arrested 6-22 and I signed it 7-6. And I've been fighting to get a hearing, you know, all this time. And I was just wondering, nobody took so long. I've been in prison going on 7 months now.
Yes, sir. Well, let me tell you how the process works. The Department of Corrections, they certify you for a hearing, and once you're certified for a hearing, then you're placed on the calendar, sir. And that's how we end up with you here at the board. Therefore, this is where we are today. I don't know what happened in between, but we're here for your hearing this afternoon, sir.
Okay,
sir. As I indicated that, I gave you the date that the one that we have now, I'm on your most recent one, and that's the one that we have at this point, and that's the one that I have just read. That is 11, I'm sorry, that's not the right one. You have two or three here, okay. The one that the most recent one is November the 29th, 2017. That's the most recent one, sir. And do you remember that notification, sir? And on there, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today, and to my extreme right, your left, that would be the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And to his left, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. We also have in the room with us today, and you should be able to see him there, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer this afternoon, sir. Just one question for both Mr. Barnes and Mr. Westby. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, will help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, and at this time,
the
Department requests to make an amendment to the warrant for the date released. At the bottom, it says 6-8-17, and it should be November 7th, 16.
Okay, that's square now, 6. That should be what now? Repeat it again.
11-7-16.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the bottom of the warrant.
That is correct.
And that's 11-7-16. Any objections from board members? Any objection from Mr. Barnes? Hearing no objection, we shall move forward. Mr. Barnes, I will call to your attention that according to information that we have, and then I'm going ahead with the regular hearing. If there's no objection, you came before this board on November the 22nd, and at that time, according to information that we have, you had not had sufficient time and that's the reason that your hearing was continued. At that time, we agreed that you requested to continue your hearing because you signed a notification on November 17th, and that's why we rescheduled it for today. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, and it's a little frustrating because I finally got my board hearing, sir, and you know, I only got 17 days left, so it's just a little frustrating. I didn't mean to
No problem at all. That's what we are here for. But since you mentioned the fact that you only have 17 days and we're not trying to influence you one way or the other, do you wish to continue with this hearing? Because you're going to get out in 17 days. Don't care what we do today. You might get out a few days early, but it'll only be a few days earlier if this board saw fit to vote to let you out earlier based upon the hearing. But we just want to give you the option. We can continue with the hearing as it's scheduled today, or you could kill your number, and because you're going to be getting out on January 12th of 2018 at any rate, sir. So do you wish to continue the hearing, or what would you want to do? It's your decision, sir.
Okay, yes, sir, I wish to continue.
Okay, sir. Okay, I've already sworn you in, and as well as Mr. Westby. Now we're at the point where I will read the allegation on your warrant, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report back to MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 13, 2017, as directed in writing on June 8, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true, and I take full responsibility for that.
Okay, sir. Since you said that's true, okay, just hold one second. Okay, now this would be based upon the admission of Mr. Barnes. I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company, and that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, So now you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, sir. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. But we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while we receive that information, and then once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk with you and let you tell the board whatever you would like to tell the board this afternoon, sir. Do you understand, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Osborne, would you give us some background information, sir, on Mr. Barnes? Mr. Westby. Yes, sir.
On November 7, 2016, Mr. Barnes was released from DOC. He was arrested June 22, 2017 by Phoenix PD, noted charges. He was back in DOC custody June 22, 2017 with an adjusted CCD of January 12, 2018, which reflects 9 abscondes. His current conviction, 2011, theft of means of transportation, 6.5 years. Prior convictions, 2000, theft, 3 counts, count 1, 6 months, counts 2 and 3, 1.5 years. 2002, theft of means of transportation, 9 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he is a white supremacist. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, TIS absconder 2 days, arrested for drug possession and paraphernalia, revoked by the BOEC. 2010, TIS absconder 1 day, arrested by FAU, continued on supervision, reinstated and absconded 25 days, reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. And his disciplinary is significant with theft, threats of harm, possession of a weapon, and drug possession noted. After his return to DOC, June 27, 2017, he received disciplinary for disobeying verbal written orders. Other arrests, 1999, possession and sale of narcotics, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, drug paraphernalia, Two counts, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2002, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, county jail. This community risk score is a G7 V8.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, now we are back to you, Mr. Barnes, and based on information we have, that when you were initially released, you were to go to, according to your conditions, you were to go on Miriam Drive in Phoenix, and then you, that was with your mother, and then then the board did reinstate you on, according to information we have, on June 8, 2017, the offender was reinstated by the Board of Executive Clemency, and then you went to report to MRC on June 8, 2017, and established residence there at Maricopa Reentry Center in Phoenix, but for some reason you just left MRC and you did not return. So why did you leave the Maricopa Reentry Center, sir? Any particular reason?
Yes, I had a heart attack, and the ambulance picked me up from MRC and I went straight to the hospital. They can verify that for me too.
Okay, so you did have a heart attack until you was carried directly. So what happened after you were released from the hospital, sir? Where did you go then, sir? What happened after you were released?
I was at the hospital for 8 days, and they already put the warrant out for me after a couple of days because they couldn't reach me on the phone, and I didn't even have my phone set up. I've only been out 3 days. So it was just a bad situation. I ended up staying at the hospital for, it was like 7 or 8 days with no phone.
Okay, and so how are you doing now with your illness, sir? How are you? Do you feel that you're well now, or what has happened since?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better now. You know, I got healthy, and the number one, most important thing for me this whole time was my sobriety. And, you know, like I said, I'm going on 7 months right now, and that was really important to me and my health.
Okay. And yes.
Is it possible to ask Mr. Barnes to remove his hat?
Okay. Well, the board requests that you would remove your hat, sir. I'm sorry.
So we can see it. Yeah, I just want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. No problem, sir. Thank you so very much for removing it, and thank you so very much, them.
Thank you, sir.
Distinguished board member for allowing me, because I was just looking at the paperwork. Okay. So, I do show you did have some employment. What was that? You were employed with your mother's company. Am I correct, sir?
Yes. It's called KGB Creations. It's her own business. Yeah, it was a pretty good job.
And what kind of work were you doing, sir?
It was AC units, HVAC, water treatment.
Oh, okay.
For hospitals, cancer cities of America. And,
We're glad to know that you had employment. That's always important that you have a skill, so when you get out, you will be able to move forward. Once you are released, whether you're released now or in January, do you plan to go back and work with your mother's company, or do you plan to do something else, sir?
Yes, sir. I plan to work with my mother's company and stay busy, occupy my time.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that. Now, I do take note that back on your programming, I do take note that apparently you must have been using some methamphetamine. What happened? Did you relapse, or what happened, sir? You started using some drugs, sir. What happened?
You mean not this time, last time?
Yes, sir, last time. Yes, sir.
Yes, I ended up relapsing.
Drugs and alcohol. Yes, sir. That's the last time. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the last time.
Yes, sir. So why did you relapse that time, sir? What was going on? Anything in particular in your life, or you just relapsed, sir?
Yeah, my sister, there was a lot going on in my life. My sister recently died. It's about 3 weeks before I got out of prison, and she was in rehab trying to change her life, and She was on the way to Gasson Check one day and just freak accident, and she ended up dying. And that was a lot to take in. And it's, I went to MRC to, you know, try to better myself and work on myself the whole time. And once I hit transition phase of the MRC program, it was just too much for me to take in. It was, I went from the rehab, then I had to try to get a job, I had to try to get my license, and I had to do it all in this short period of time. So it was a little bit too much stress. Instead of taking it one day at a time, and one thing at a time, I tried to cram everything in one day. And that's, you know, that's the trigger for drug use for us.
Okay. And I do take notes, sir, and I apologize for bringing it up, but I'm just looking at the under programming that you stated that you were thinking about committing suicide. Have you gotten that out of your mind, sir, and recently?
Yeah, that's been gone. It's, I've had no thoughts at all of that. Like I said, I've been sober for 7 months now, and my head is, I'm starting to give myself more credit. Recently, I just completed a 6-month reentry class on this yard, and I got my certificate right here if you would like to see it. And I just took this time to try to, you know, work on myself, because, you know, if I don't do this, nobody's going to do it for me. And, you know, I don't have to do all this, because like I said, you know, I'm killing my number. And but I did this for me as a human being, because I want a better life. I really do. And it may take a couple times for me to get that, because it's been so long that I've been in this life. So it's going to take a little bit to, you know, a couple classes here and there, some NA meetings. I got the Lord in my life now. And so I never thought this clear, and I've never been this sober in my life.
As a board member, as one board member, and I believe I speak for all the board members, we really want you to live a productive life. And you said something, I can't quote exactly what you said, but it's going to be left up to you. You're going to have to make that determination. And once you make that determination for yourself, for your mother, for the community, and for other supporters of yours, I'm sure that you will live a productive life and be a productive citizen. But it's really going to depend upon you. I think that you turned the corner. I just hope that you'll continue on that path, and please don't relapse, because as you know, and then I'll be quiet about stuff like this, but as you know, there are always going to be some disappointments in life, but you have to find a way just to deal with those disappointments when they come, and not to relapse or do anything else that would be harm to you or to anyone else. That's my way of saying, wishing you the best in the future, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. That means a lot.
Okay, so let me just ask this. I'm looking at, you know, you were reinstated, and then I'm going to ask Mr. Westby, sir, do you see anything in the colonel notes after he was hospitalized, and do you show anything about that at all, sir?
No, I was reviewing the colonel notes, and I see that the contacts that Officer McKee had made, and she had called on her health, Deer Valley Medical Center, and they advised that Mr. Barnes was not in her facility, and then she contacted his mother, Karen Barnes. And I guess she called back and left a message that she did not know where her son is. So I don't see anything else after that time as far as any contact that Mr. Barnes had with his PO. So after that point, the proof of warrant was issued on,
okay,
on the 13th.
Okay, I just wanted to check because as I look at, you know, the programming, you know, it's kind of, it goes back, and then the board reinstated, and then somehow something happened, and so here we are. today. But at this time, I will probably have some more questions, but at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for Mr. Barnes. Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, I have some questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Barnes, there's information in this warrant that suggests that on April 18th, you were out from MRC for some reason, and you were supposed to go back, but you told your parole officer you were stuck at a job interview at Staples at Tatum and Shea. And yet, when your parole officer contacted Staples and spoke to the manager, he didn't have any interviews that day, and you didn't have an interview with him that day. How do you explain that? What happened?
It wasn't the Staples at Shea. It was at a different location. And with me, I don't know my way around town because I didn't have a vehicle, so I was taking buses everywhere. And I was out getting interviews, and I had job interviews, you know, probably every other day. And I had walk-in interviews, and I was applying for jobs every day because that was the transition phase. So all that was is I got the address wrong.
Okay, so it was a different Staples or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Other questions by board members at this time? Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Sir, you left MRC on the 13th, June 13th, and you didn't return. Why did you leave? It said you were going to, you were supposed to go to Deer Valley Hospital, but you never returned. What happened?
Yeah, so what happened was I had a heart attack at MRC, and the ambulance picked me up at MRC and took me directly to the hospital, and I was in the hospital for a whole week, and they did all the checkups you could think of. So it was I got bills at the house. It's a lot of money right now, so it's kind of, but they did a complete checkup on me, CAT scans, everything, and I was there with work. My mom called me at the hospital, because MRC didn't even know what hospital I went to. And so they called all these hospitals, and they're saying I'm not there, but then I even called the right hospital. So anyways, my mom said they put a warrant out for my arrest while I was in the hospital. So long story short, I just went straight from the hospital right to my mom's house.
Okay, because the report says that the PO called. Which Arnold's hospital were you at?
It was, all I know is the location was 27th Avenue in Yorkshire, whatever hospital that is over there.
Okay, well that's
where... I think it might be John C. Lincoln, maybe?
No.
I'm not sure.
No, the PO called that hospital, and they said that you were not there, and you were not at any of their facilities.
Yeah.
So
I was there. I got all the hospital bills at my house right now.
Okay. So did you have a heart attack?
Yes, I did.
And what did they do about the heart attack?
They gave me, while I was there, they did CAT scans, eject me with some kind of iron throughout my whole body. They hooked me up to IVs. They gave me liquid pain medication in my hands through a needle, and then they told me to come back in 3 months for checkups, and they found a bump in my lungs because I was having trouble breathing, and they said to come back when I get after 6 months to see if that grows any.
They told you to come back to the hospital?
Yeah, in 6 months to see if that grows in my lungs. So they found something.
They didn't refer you to a primary care physician?
Yeah, they did. They did. I still got all the paperwork for all that. But like I said, a few days after that, I got arrested.
All right, because it shows in the report that the PO did call Arnold's Health, and they checked all of their hospitals and facilities, and they didn't have you in any of their facilities. However, you didn't return back to MRC, and that story about having a heart attack, I can't say that it's not true, but there's indications that they did contact the hospital and you weren't at the hospital, and your mom didn't know where you were on that on that date, I would think that if you had a heart attack or if you went by ambulance from MRC, that MRC would have made some notice or contacted the parole officers.
You see, you can contact MRC, we'll tell you that the ambulance picked me up straight to notify that story straight from there. I mean, it came right on the complex. You can verify that if you want.
What time did the ambulance come pick you up, sir?
They picked me up around, let's see, 2 or 3 in the morning.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Any further questions by board members? I guess my final questions would be in the area of just following up on what Mr. Johnson indicated. Well, let me ask this question. Okay, so you went to the hospital, and when you was discharged from the hospital, from this honors over in Deer Valley, then you went to your mother's residence at that point. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
And so when did the Department of Corrections, where did they pick you up at? When you was reincarcerated, when you were reincarcerated, where were you then, sir?
To tell you the truth, sir, I can't. I think it was downtown Phoenix.
Okay, so you had left your mother's house and you were downtown Phoenix. Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to put it all together, you know, it's just not, you know.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong, sir. I take full responsibility for what I did. Don't think I'm trying to. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I did all this. This is my issues, my problems, and I did it. Nobody else did, and I take full responsibility for all my actions. And I just wanted to say that my family, you know, MRC, I want to tell you the truth about MRC. MRC is a joke, and it's... You know, I don't gotta bull crap you guys at all, so, because I'm going home either way. So what I was gonna tell you guys is MRC, you know, MRC is full of drugs. It's a joke. It's full of drugs. As soon as I got to the program, they told me, watch out, because there's drugs all around, so they didn't let me know ahead of time. But I figured I'd let you guys know that for the future. You know, and you guys, food for thought, do whatever you want with it. And then I also wanted to tell you that I have a good place to stay. It's a drug-free environment with my mom and dad. Nobody gets high in the place. I got no history of violence at all. I've committed no new crimes. I think I was just going to ask you guys, you know, if you guys could possibly grant me to be home for Negroes, because, you know, I think the 7 months, I've been down in prison 7 months, almost 7 months now, and I just think that, you know, for what I did leaving a place of residence, that, you know, that would be a good punishment enough. But I just ask you guys, you know, it's up to you guys. It would be nice to be home with the family for New Year's. And that's really all I got, man. I didn't really write a big old letter. I didn't want to tell you guys bullshit, you know. That's just from the heart.
Okay, well, we appreciate what you're saying, sir. But even if this board saw fit to vote to release you today, there's no guarantee that you would be home for New Year's, because there's a process that you have to go through with paperwork, with the POs and all of that that has to go through. Therefore, it would take some days, anywhere from 5 to 10 days before you would be released at any rate, even if the board voted for you to go. So sometimes it's only 5, some days it may take as many as 10. But at this time, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, unless there's some further questions from board members, which I don't see any. But I know you've spoken a great deal, but we want to give you a final opportunity to speak to the board, to tell the board anything else you would like to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir. And then the board is going into discussion and make its determination. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
I just wanted to say thank you for the time that you guys took out of your day to see me. I know it's one day after Christmas. You guys probably didn't even want to be here right now. And I appreciate that. And I just was going through a little bit of frustration of waiting a long time. I kept trying to get a board hearing. So, and then I know it's not your guys' fault, and I apologize for that. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to see me. And will be a success story, you know, it's just going to take a few more classes when I get out, you know, NA meetings, and, but, you know, I am going to do it, and I got a job waiting for me, good family, drug-free environment, and that's the recipe for success. But it's on me, it's all on me this time, and I know that, because if I can't hold myself accountable, nobody else will for me, and I finally realized, you know, and my 192 today of sobriety, and other than that, man, I appreciate you guys, and thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And so now, this time the board is going into discussion. I'm just being a little facetious now. Only thing you had to do was add 2 more pounds to your weight, and then you will be weighing 192, as well as you'll be free of drugs and alcohol for 192 days. So 192 must be your lucky day, you know, because it's only 2 off. I was just looking at your weight, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, but now the board is going into discussion. Every time we have to have something to laugh about, so that was just my joke there. Okay, sir, the board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. First time that the board will have an opportunity to discuss your situation, because we operate under the open meeting law and we operate independent of each other. We don't discuss any hearings, any cases before we are sitting right here. So now the board is in discussion. We'll be back with you very shortly to with the decision of the determination of this board. I find Mr. Burns would be a very interesting person. I know that he feels that he's turned the corner. I want to feel that he's turned the corner as well, but it's going to be left up to him to make that happen, because I know he can do it, but it's going to be his decision, and I'm not going to say anything else about that, because I think I've already discussed it enough. I think that in as much as, and I know that some of this happened before this board released him the last time, but I just want to make sure that he is going to be off of drugs for another, well, this state will have nothing to worry about as it relates to that, unless he gets in trouble after the 12th of January, if this board does not send him out or vote to send him out, because it would take some time. But I think because it's just so close, you know, it's going to take anywhere from 5 to 10 days to get him out. At any rate, I think it would just be in his best interest, just to, in the best interest of the state, for him to remain. And then when he gets out, he won't have to report to a parole officer. He won't have anyone to report to but himself, his mother, his father, and the family. Therefore, I think it would be best for him just to complete the next few days. And when he gets out, he will be free. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members. That's just one board member speaking.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Burns did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, and based upon information contained in warrant number 2017W2009, I am going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon this.
Second.
My motion.
Agreed.
Second.
On the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as I've stated before, and you've stated as well, come January the 12th, you will be out, and you will not have to report to a parole officer. You can work with your mother. You can do everything that you need to do, and you can be that productive citizen that you want to be. Good luck, sir. Good luck, sir, and we wish you the best, and we hope to never see you again. Thank you, sir, and your hearing is over. Thank you so very much, sir.
All right, God bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye. God bless you too, sir.